Hello. Hi, my name is Alan
Yes.
on the recorded line. How can I help you? It's regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi.
Oh, is the man gone?
I'm still here. Are you there, Tiffany?
Yes.
Yes, I was just transferring over Tiffany Harris Manuel.
Okay. Thank you so much. Hello, Tiffany.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Alan, with MTS on the recorded line here, and I do understand that you are looking to see if you meet the criteria for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to be asking you a few sets of questions. If you could please simply answer with a simple yes or no. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, are you willing to affirm to your answer that you have not sought legal representation, advice, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And you're filing this claim for yourself, is that right?
Yes.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking, sorry. Excuse me. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
And what would you say is the date of diagnosis?
November 18th, 2007.
I have 11/18. 2007, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma CT scan, MRI, or both?
What did I have? I had an MRI scan.
Okay. And for verification purposes, your date of birth, please.
8/7/78.
I have 8/7/1978. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera?
No.
Okay. Now, for the rest of the questions, I do apologize if you were already asked some of these questions, but I do have to verify these for the attorneys. For the following question, if you could please kindly answer with a simple yes or simple no. And for the other questions, I'll let you know if the answers have to be different. Did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Which injectable did you use? Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or generic?
Depo-Provera.
Okay. And did you use any, did you or loved one use the name brand Depo-Provera prior to switching to generic version for Imipramine, or did you just stick with the name brand Depo-Provera?
Was just a Depo-Provera.
Okay, so no generics, correct?
No.
Now, did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Did you use Depo-Provera between January 1, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
What would you say approximately was your start date of usage?
Around July 2004.
I have 7/1/2004, is that correct?
Yes.
And then what would you say approximately was the last time that you used Depo Provera?
November 2007 when I got diagnosed.
Did you say 11/2007?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second. All right. And For verification purposes, will you please verify your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And will you please kindly spell out your first name?
Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y.
Okay. I have Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y. Is that correct, Tiffany?
Yes.
And then last name, please.
Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L.
Okay, I have M-A-N-U-E-L, Manuel. Is that correct?
Yes, my name is Harris Manuel, but they keep saying Manuel, so I don't know how to get it.
Okay, is the Harris a middle name, or is that part of the last name?
No, that's part of my last name.
Okay, is it Harris hyphen Manuel, or Harris?
No hyphen, just Harris Manuel.
Okay, so legally it's Harris Manuel, correct?
Yes, yes.
All right. For security purposes, your social.
The last four of my social?
You could do the last four. You could do the whole thing. It's up to you.
6704.
Okay, I have 6704. Is that the last four?
Yes.
Okay, and then for the email, I have Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, the letter H, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, for the primary phone number, I have 773-980-0021. Is that still correct?
Yes.
And this is a mobile phone number, correct?
Yes.
All right. For contact preferences, phone is okay?
Yes.
And for the best time
or
of
email.
Day? Or email. Okay. And for the best time of day for the attorneys to reach out to you, is it morning, afternoons, or evening?
It varies.
Okay.
But if they leave a message, I'll be able to get back to them. So morning.
Morning. Okay. And then what's the primary address?
1334 East 14th Street. Des Moines, Iowa, 50316.
Okay. I have 1334 East 14th Street. That's Des Moines, Iowa, 50316. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment, please. Is there a unit number, apartment number?
No.
Okay.
No, it's a house.
All right. And what's the name of the diagnosing doctor?
who was it?
If you have a last name, I can look him up.
Piper. Piper. John Piper.
John Piper.
Yep.
And is this a neurosurgeon?
Yes.
Okay. And is it John Piper, MD? FACS. Okay.
P-I-P-E-R.
John, John G. Piper, MD, and neurosurgeon. Okay. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And is that the same treating doctor as well?
He did the, no, he just did the diagnosis.
Okay. And what's the name of the hospital that the diagnosis took place in?
It's the Methodist Center. The Methodist, what is it?
Methodist.
It's over in the Methodist Center. I think it's the Methodist Cancer Center.
Okay. Let me see if I could find that for you. Is that
it's also 1200,
in
Pleasant.
Des Moines?
Yes, 1200 Pleasant.
Okay, let me see for you real quick. Is it the Iowa Methodist Medical Center, 1200
yes.
Pleasant Street, Des Moines, Iowa?
Yes. Yep,
okay.
That's it.
I think it's called Unity Point Health, Iowa Methodist Medical Center. Is that correct?
Yeah, they might have changed the name, but it was Methodist back then.
Okay, let me make a note here for that. And let me put their phone number here, the 515-241-6212, according to their website. Now, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before your diagnosis of meningioma?
No.
Did you say no?
No.
Okay. And then what's the name of the treating doctor that treated you? Is it the
Michael
same?
Michael J. Goodhart.
Michael J.
Goodhart.
Goodhart. And is it a neurosurgeon as well?
I believe he was. No. He was the oncologist.
Oh, I see. Yep. Okay. Michael J. Goodhart. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the name of the facility for where you were treated?
I don't remember the name of the facility, but it was 200 Hawkins Drive in Iowa City.
Drive, Iowa City. Okay. Is it the UI Healthcare Medical Center, University of Iowa?
Yes, I believe so. Yes.
Okay, give me one moment, please. I have the UI Healthcare Medical Center. That's in 200 Hawkins Drive, Iowa City, Iowa 52242. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, give me just 1 second, please. And then as far as, we're almost done here, as far as the prescribing doctor, is it also Dr. Piper?
The prescribing doctor for what?
For the Depo-Provera.
No, that was Karen Drake, Dr. Karen Drake.
Okay, that's
Dr. Drake. She's a gynecologist.
Karen. I'm sorry, what was the last name? C.
Drake, D-A-R, D as in dog, R, D-R-A-K-E, I'm sorry, I'm spelling it wrong, D-R-A-K-E, Drake.
Dr. Drake, okay, and Dr. Yes. Drake was, which, what facility was Dr. Drake?
She was at 1440 Pleasant Street. She was in the same Methodist Medical Center. But she's, like, right down the street from the oncologist.
Okay, give me one moment. I see Karen L. Drake, MD in Des Moines, Iowa. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And then the facility that – is it the 1440 Pleasant Street, number 1, Des Moines, Iowa?
Yes.
And that's going to be – let me find out the name of the hospital. Okay, I think I just found it. Is it the Unity Point Health Des Moines Perinatal Center?
I'm sorry, say that again. I didn't hear you.
Unity Point Health Des Moines Perinatal Center. That's in 1440 Pleasant.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's it.
And that's Suite 1, Des Moines, Iowa.
Yep.
Okay, and then we're almost done here. For the pharmacy, is it also the Unity Point Health, or is it a different?
It's the Unity Point.
Okay, what was the pharmacy name?
I didn't have a pharmacy. They gave me the injections.
Okay, so Unity Point Health Des Moines Perinatal Center is the same one? Is the same pharmacy name? Okay.
Yes.
All right, give me one moment, please. Okay, so we're almost done here. Did you want to add any additional medical notes for the attorneys, or you can say none of the above if you don't want?
No.
Okay, now for the following question, do you have a copy of the medical records? Are you able to obtain copies of the medical records from the hospital?
That part,
they should have it if you went there.
I have to consult with my doctor and the
right.
hospital to see whether I can get it. So
to the best of your ability, are you able to, when you consult with your physicians, are you able to obtain medical record from them? You should be. I mean, it's your medical records.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, and can you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Okay. So we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency contact, do you live with this person or do you not live with this person?
I don't live with her.
Okay, what's the name of the emergency contact?
P-Y-N-N-A-H.
P-Y-N-N-A-H, correct?
P-Y-A-N-N-A-H.
I see. So is that T as in time, and then Y-N-N-A-H. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
And then what's the last name?
No, it's T-Y-A. T-Y-A-N-N-A-H.
Gotcha. So is it C as in child? Y-A-N-N-A-H?
No, T. T as in time.
I see. Okay. Thank you so much for clarifying. And then what's the last name?
Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R.
Okay, thank you. And what's the phone number?
574-612-7610.
I have 574-612-7610. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And then what's the relationship to this emergency contact name?
My daughter.
Okay. All right. And then for the email, did you want me to put the same email that you have, the Tiffany H. Williams, or a different email?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. And then what's the address for this contact?
Oh, hold on. Hold on, I'm trying to find her address. It's my daughter. She just stays in Texas.
Okay.
Okay, it's not giving me her address. I don't have it offhand.
Okay, do you want me to put none of the above for now, and then you can maybe provide it to the attorneys later?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm just going to draft the paperwork now. This is just the last step that we're going to do. And after this, we're pretty much done. It's pretty quick. It should take a couple minutes, like 1 or 2 minutes of your time, and then we should be done. I'm just waiting for the system to completely load. Give me one moment, please. Okay, so for this portion of the process, I'm just going to double check one last time to make sure there's no errors. And if you could simply say yes, if it's correct. If not, please correct me if I'm wrong. And I do apologize if I may sound
wrong. How do I order ice cream? How do I order ice cream?
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so I have T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, Tiffany Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L.
Yes.
And then I have here 1334 East 14th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50316.
Yes.
And then 773-980-0021 as a phone number. With the email as Tiffany, that's TiffanyHwillims @gmail.com.
Yeah.
For the last four, I have 6704.
Yeah.
And then for the date of birth, I have 8/7/1978. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and send you a text and an email of the same form. This is going to come through DocuSign. Have you used DocuSign before?
You said what?
Have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and click that notification, and it's going to show up a link to
a
DocuSign.
You sent it to my email? Or?
Yes, both email and text message. And then I'm going to walk you through that real quick. Let me know when to get that.
I got it.
You got it. Okay, go ahead and click that link.
I did already.
Oh, you did it already. Okay. Give me one sec. And then once you click that link, you'll see a continue button, and then you might also have to click yes to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records. And then you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click this. It'll direct you to the first signature field. And then you'll see a small yellow box. Go ahead and click that and draw your signature. And in some areas, it's going to prompt you to draw your initials. But for the signature part, please draw your signature. And then you're just going to repeat the process until you see the finish box. And then I'm going to double check. Once you've submitted, I'm just going to check it real quick here, Tiffany, and then we're pretty much done. All right. Yes, I see that you submitted it. I'm just going to double check it to make sure that it's all correct. Okay. Give me one moment. Okay, so it looks really good. Everything looks great. I'm going to go ahead and send you a text message through my direct line. One last thing before I let you go, this is very important. I just want to say thank you so much for your time. Now, Tiffany, within the next 24 to 48 hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you coming from a 909 number. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to call me or text me from the number that I sent you a text message through just now. It has my availability, days, and time. But that's pretty much it. And if for in the next 24 to 48 hours you don't hear from the attorneys or the attorneys don't hear from you, please expect a call from me or a text from me, and I'll transfer you over to the attorney's office so that they can start your case. Thank you so much for your time, Tiffany, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and have a
wonderful thank you.
And happy holidays.
You too, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.